Listen to a radio interview.
I'm talking to Mike Ungar, CEO of Ungar Travel, an online travel company. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Yolanda.
Now, your company started as a traditional travel agency, didn't it? But now you're one of the biggest online companies.
That's right. We closed our last High Street branch 2 years ago.
So what did that mean for your staff?
Well, of course, it was a shock for many of them. First of all, we spent hours trying to persuade as many of the original staff as possible to stay. But many, generally the older and more experienced ones, unfortunately, didn't want to change the way they worked, so we lost some good people.
And then you made a rather unusual announcement, didn't you, when you changed the structure of your organisation?
Well, the changing nature of our business meant that we had to change the way we ran the company. First of all, we announced that we no longer needed managers for each branch, so I told them that we wouldn't have managers anywhere in the organisation.
And how did your staff respond after that announcement?
There was, of course, a very mixed reaction. Some staff were delighted, but the managers were very worried that they'd lost their jobs. I think the most difficult thing was to convince them that we still needed their skills, just in a different way. We offered them all training in the world of internet business, and those that took up the challenge have adapted well.
What about the employees who were not managers?
There was quite a strange reaction to the no manager policy. At first, staff thought it would mean that they could do what they liked, but once they realised they had to be their own managers and be responsible for their own decisions and work, we had a few problems. In the traditional structure, non-management staff report to their line manager, and if anything goes wrong, it's the boss's responsibility. Suddenly, people no longer had someone else to blame if things went wrong. Some people just don't like or want to take responsibility for their work.
How did you overcome the problems with non-management staff?
It wasn't easy. The new, flatter structure involved people working in specialist teams, and it soon became obvious when someone was struggling or not working hard enough. For most people, working in a team motivated them, and they were all supportive of each other. The ones who didn't feel comfortable in the teams left the company.
Did that make other people question the no-manager strategy?
Yes, it did, but then we all talked about it and I discovered that the majority of people were happy with the new working methods and structure. They were more efficient and productive. The feedback indicated that they loved working for the company and that they really wanted to be there.
Did you find some people wanted to become the leaders of a group?
Yes, but all the team members choose their own team leaders, which avoids the old system where bad managers were recruited by people who are never going to work with them. At least here, everyone feels they've got control over their own situation.